This is the BBC.
Friday Scott Mills Daily Podcast starts now. Lana Del Rey has a new song which is all about summer, but what's she on about? People are getting their words all mixed up on Love Island again. Mr. Jam's with us for Real or No Real. And why is the Wealdstone Raider on a stag do with a load of randoms? We've got a lot to fit in today. Loads of tunes. Sia coming up. Also Jay-Z and Haim. And also we've got the annual men's semis joke today.
Of course.
At Wimbledon, which has been going on the show for a long time now, many years. I was actually going to ignore it this year.
No, and traditions.
Hope that no one noticed. But this is a bit like when you're on at me at Christmas going, mm-hmm. Oh, you've got to do the Dial a Carol and all that stuff that we've been doing for a long time. So 3:30 today, you will hear the annual men's semis joke from Wimbledon. I know several people in the office really wanted it to still happen. Mm-hmm. I was going to like quietly ignore it.
No.
But it's back at 3:30. So, I mean, this is why I'm in such a quadrant today, because there's just a lot to fit in. Like Georgia on Love Island last night, she was in the quadrant.
He said he likes me and Tyler. So we're in a bit of a quadrant right now, I would say.
That'll be... Does she mean quandary?
Mm.
Yes. I like it when people get the word slightly wrong, but say it with confidence.
We're in a bit of a quadrant.
Scott Mills.
Tune of the week is Zedd and Liam Payne. Hello, Dan, who says, call me basic, but I'm kind of feeling Liam's new track. Not basic, it's good. That means I'm also a basic because I've chosen it as tune of the week.
I didn't realise that you were basic if you liked to like the song. So is that the deal?
Well, he's saying, call me basic, but I like it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the case. Hello, Dan, for that. Also, you know Georgia on Love Island. Does she mean instead of a love triangle, which is three of them, does she mean four, so therefore a quadrant?
We're in a bit of a quadrant.
No, she means quandary. Also, Mark in Derby, his friend at work, had a little bit of a hangover the other day. She said, I'm going to have a water and then I'm going to have a hairy dog. you mean hair of the dog.
Scott Mills.
Why is it called hair of the dog?
I was just about to ask you the same thing. Why is it that?
Does anyone know?
No, and loads of people are asking that. I actually don't know that. Paul's been on. When is the Wimbledon men's semi-finals joke? That's at 3:30. The men's semis joke only on BBC Radio 1. You don't get that on any other station.
Well, you kind of do by accident, actually. But not the official one.
This is the original home of it.
Hello,
Isabel in Salisbury. She says, happy semi-day, by the way. Thank you. Instead of going on a tangent, my boss said he was going to go off on a tandem recently. I like it when it's just slightly wrong.
Yeah.
I think we're in a bit of a quadrant. Thanks to Georgia on Love Island last night.
We're in a bit of a quadrant.
Okay. Grimmy's got Harry Styles in on Monday, so we're going to try and get him in a bit to chat about how excited that is. Monday, do you see the pictures of the premiere last night? Of Dunkirk?
No, I haven't seen any.
Prince Harry meeting Harry Styles. And Harry Styles, someone did a real close-up. He is fangirling so hard that he's meeting Prince Harry. You can see his face, like, all excited.
I kind of imagine that they probably meet up, though, and go out and stuff like that, like good friends.
No,
I don't
think they've ever met before.
Oh, right.
But, Harry's face... Harry Styles' face is brilliant because he's just like, oh, my God, trying to look all excited. Hello, Kate on Twitter, who says, my ex-boyfriend is being a complete cactus today, but catching up with Scott and Chris has really made me smile. Is this a new phrase that we introduced earlier in the week?
Yes, it's when you don't really like someone.
It's like, ah, you cactus.
I think it's the new, you know where we used to call people salad?
Salad, yeah.
I think it's a bit like that.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, this is a good point. My friend, someone's just texted this in. My friend consistently refers to things going down like a damp squid. That's right, isn't it?
No. Squib.
Squib?
Would you say squid?
I always thought it was damp squid as well. No. I've really questioned it.
So you've really learned. BBC Radio 1. Jay-Z on BBC Radio 1. Right, be honest. These are ones that people have sent in. Did you know whether these were these ones or the ones I'm going to say?
Okay.
Right? Through the grapevine, not grapevine.
I knew it was grapevine.
Okay. Did you know it was pitch black instead of pitch dark?
Yeah.
Did you know it is white as a sheep? It's not white as a sheep. White as a sheet.
White as a sheet.
A lot of confused people listening to this show right now.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
It's Scott here. Do you know... Oh, jazzy. Do you know on a Friday, some of our favourite artists in the world. They like to surprise us with brand new music, don't they?
It's true.
It kind of pops out of the blue and you're like, oh, that's nice. So, you might have seen her back in Hull at Ready One's Big Weekend in May on the Where It Begins stage. It's her fifth studio album. I'm talking about Lana Del Rey.
She has been around for a while, Scott. Do you remember a time ages and ages ago where we tried to make her laugh by giving her a nudie pen?
Yeah.
You know those pens that you turn upside down, the clothes fall off?
Yeah.
To be fair, she quite liked it.
Yeah, she did like it. She does have a sense of humour. Not always immediately evident in the songs.
No. Well, no, you wouldn't know to hear from her.
But like, she's had some huge hits.
Yeah.
So, Lana Del Rey, new track. It features Playboi Carti and ASAP Rocky. And this is literally dropped today. So, the name of it, I have to warn you, I don't understand it. And I think it's like an American thing. But if anyone knows the actual meaning of this, could you let me know? I'm just going to announce it completely straight, okay?
Okay.
It's another song about summer. Remember, she had Summertime Sadness before. So this is new music on BBC Radio 1 from Lana Del Rey. And the track is called Summer Bummer.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Brand new music from Lana Del Rey. That is Summer Bummer on BBC Radio 1.
Sorry, it's just an incredible title.
Don't know what it means, really. But luckily, we do have an American friend we can call on times of need like this. So, hello, Amy.
Yellow.
Right, so this track, this Lana Del Rey track, what does it mean? This is obviously a phrase we don't have here.
The only way that I can explain it to you is just that it is a, I guess, disappointment. It's a shrinker. It's sort of a unpleasant experience, I guess, which if it's summertime would be even more disappointing and unpleasant, I suppose. I don't really know.
Well, so can a person be a summer bummer?
Yeah, I think I probably have seen my share, I would say.
I've heard Americans say that they're bummed out before. What is that? Is that different?
Bummed out. Yeah, I mean, there's a few. Honestly, the American version could be you're bummed out because you're disappointed from an experience. Bumming a cigarette is another, you could bum things off of other people.
Okay, so that's taking someone else's cigarette. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I could bum a coffee off you. I could bum a cigarette off of you. There's all kinds of.
So, yeah, this is something we don't really say here, but it's kind of like a bit of a downer, a bit of a buzzkill, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but as Amy's saying, it also means like to take something off you. So okay. I'd say, Scott, can you bum me a cigarette? No,
can I bum a cigarette off you?
If I bummed a cigarette off of you, that could bum you out in turn and be a summer bummer. Like if I was constantly bumming things from you and then consequently became a bummer and it bummed you out and then, you know, there's just...
Well, we've said the word too much now.
It's no longer a meaning.
I think also, by the way, there's like a whole thing with surf culture in California, and there's a lot of, there's like all kinds of bumming going on out there, and everyone's constantly bummed out there.
Okay, I actually did hear that in California recently. So could you use this Lana Del Rey title, could you use it in a sentence for me just to kind of really get our head around it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you got dumped, it would be a real summer bummer. So you could say, I thought we were going to have a really romantic summer, and in the end, it turned out to be a real summer bummer.
Okay, now I totally understand. Amy, could you complete the sentence for me? Chris Stark is a real summer bummer because...
Because you take him out by the pool, and before too long, he's covered head to toe in unsightly sun rash.
Yeah, that is true. Been sunbathing with
I've seen social media.
That's all you need. All right, thanks for clearing this up, Amy.
Thank you. I hope it was helpful.
It so was.
Happy summer, guys.
I really think there probably are some people now that actually hate summer who are summer bummers themselves. BBC Radio 1. That's MO. Who do you think of? BBC Radio 1. It's Scott here. Lana Del Rey's new song is called Summer Bummer. We just wonder if anyone would confess to that.
Mm. Can you say summer bummer in a Bristolian accent? I think it makes it sound even better.
You're joking. Not another one! Summer bummer!
Summer bummer.
Hello, H.
Hey.
What are you saying?
I'm a summer bummer.
Are you?
Straight in.
Why?
I just hate how sweaty it gets. And sometimes when you're on public transport, the smell of people, that sounds so rude, but it's just smelly, sweaty. I hate the summer.
I think on the tube, though, there's a lot of bummers because everyone's down because of the heat. It's a really hot environment. Do you know what I mean,
In
Scott?
London, yes.
Yeah.
Or generally worse. Any train anywhere, actually.
I've got better with the AC, though, I have to say.
So you don't like anything about summer?
No, not at all.
But you just can't wait for it to be over, right?
Yep, I'm waiting for winter.
Oh, no, see, I'm completely the opposite to you. Yeah, you're
yeah,
a right summer bummer. You're a right summer bummer.
I really am. You're happy to admit you're a summer bummer, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, Ellen's on. Hi, Ellen.
Hiya.
Do you also hate?
I hate it, yeah.
I didn't think we'd get anyone on.
Mate, there's so much hate.
I hate it. What do you hate so much?
I just, like, whenever I go on holiday, I get really ill.
Oh, actually, my friends always say this if I go on holiday with them. I always have one sick day every holiday, and I don't know why that is. Why is yours? No.
I don't know. It's just like I always get like a really upset tummy and I have no idea why, but like I must be out for like 2 or 3 days every holiday we go on.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's 'cause
I stay in my room.
You do?
Yeah, yeah. But like you miss the whole holiday thing and it's really sad.
I missed a whole New Year's Eve once abroad because I was ill, because I was the summer bummer. Oh, actually, no, it wasn't summer, but it was summer there, actually. Yeah, so
good point.
Different parts of the world. Okay, so when do you think you're going to start liking life again? What, October, November, when it starts to get really rainy and rubbish?
Well, I don't like the rain either. I'm just not happy at all.
What do you like?
I don't know.
You don't like any seasons?
No, I'll just like stay inside on my laptop all the time. That's
Wow. I think we all need to cheer up a little bit. Yeah. If it was a little down.
Massive bummer. All right, good to speak to you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC. Scott Mills. Oh, here we go. We've got someone else on the line. Let's talk about this song, Summer Bummer, by Lana Del Rey. Our American friend Amy explained to us earlier that it's just someone that kind of kills the summer vibe, you know, like a real kind of summer fun sponge. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. It's Pete here.
Hello. How can we help?
Well, I think I'm the ultimate summer bummer.
Are you now?
Yeah.
Right. Why?
Well, it's just too hot and too muggy. I don't like going out in it, Scott.
Do you not?
No.
Does it make you a bit moody?
I'm always moody, but it just makes me worse.
Yeah.
Are you one of those that thinks, roll on winter, roll on winter?
I don't like winter either, Scott. I don't like anything.
Right, okay. Like the other caller.
Yeah.
What do you think, Chris? Bummer?
I think 100% summer bummer.
Yeah. You win.
One! Scott Mills.
We went to Coldplay in Cardiff earlier in the week, and a lot of people weren't giving their light-up wristbands back. They do end up flashing for days afterwards as well. You know Coldplay always have an amazing light show, and that's because everyone's wearing these wristbands, and they all light up in time. Mm. It just looks incredible. So the company have now sent me my own ones, which means we can have a light show like Coldplay in here, mate, if we want to.
Oh, you're joking. So explain. So we don't need Coldplay near for this to happen?
No. I've got a mini controller here.
What?
Some wristbands, and we can just have our own Coldplay party. Well, why, we'll turn the lights off and we'll go for it.
Why have you just said this? So have I got a wristband?
I've just opened them. There's loads. Yeah. I don't know what I have to do to get them to activate, though.
Okay, well, let's figure
this
out. Yeah, but here's what I don't understand.
We're on.
Surely the band sort of are in control of the lights, aren't they?
What, so if I pull this...
Mm-hmm.
What, do I have to wait for Coldplay to start playing somewhere
I don't
in the
know.
World?
Do we need to play Coldplay for it to work?
I don't know.
Oh, my, this is awesome.
This is a problem because I can't now see what's coming up on the playlist this week. I've got it here, it's fine. We've been plunged into darkness and the lights aren't working. Can we put them back on? Thanks. Until I work out to get these wristbands working. Yes, we have light. This is what's on the playlist this week. Brand new. Coldplay. See, I'm playing them now.
Oh, mate, fire up the wristbands. Come on.
Miracles. They're not lighting up. I thought every time they heard Coldplay...
Send one my way.
Kesha's new track is brand new on the playlist. It's Praying. Also, next single from the album Starboy from The Weeknd, Rockin'. We can just be rockin'. Yeah. Yuck Foo. Wolf Alice. Grimmy's tune of this week, and now it's on Radio 1. You'll hear more. 444 from Jay-Z. Title track from his new album, that's on. I wasn't present, your body wouldn't accept it. I apologize to all the women who... When it all falls down, better know your place. First proper single since 2013 for Dizzy Rascal. That's new, called Space.
One.
Now, we pick both of these artists on bangers all the time because they've got some incredible tunes up their sleeve. You know Gorgon City from Ready For Your Love and All Four Walls? And you know Duke Dumont from, like, Need You 100% and Ocean Drive? They've recorded this together, couldn't decide who would release it, so they put it out together. And this is it. Definite bit of me, this. Duke Dumont and Gorgon City. Really good. New on the Radio 1 playlist, that is Real Life.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Isabel. She is 20 today and in Grimsby, so happy birthday. Also, Jake on his tractor in Lincolnshire. And got Mark, it's his birthday as well. All the birthdays, 23 today. Going back to what we were saying earlier, from people who get the wording slightly wrong, like the girl on Love Island last night, Georgia, we think that she meant we're in a bit of a quandary, but it came out like this. She probably has always said it like this.
We're in a bit of a quadrant.
That's quandary.
We're in a bit of a quadrant.
Shout out to the person whose girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, used to think that cul-de-sac was pronounced cozy sack.
Oh.
Oh, you live down that cozy sack, don't you? Whoa. The Coldplay wristbands have suddenly, like, sprung into life.
Mate, they're so good. So that must mean that the Coldplay gig... So, I mean, how this works at the moment is we've got these wristbands on. These are the actual Coldplay ones, and they're sort of controlled with a remote that you've got.
But who does it on the night?
Well, that's what I mean.
Is it Chris Martin with a little controller in his hand on the night going, like, well, change them to red, change them to green?
Yeah, or maybe one of the other lads. Because they've got less to do, haven't they?
Yeah, who's the other ones?
There's Will.
Yeah.
And Guy.
Yes.
And Frederick.
That's right.
So I assume one of those lads there, they've got this control panel that you've got here so that you can do all the lights.
Okay, so imagine... Here we go.
We hit the button. Get ready.
What do I hit? There's loads of buttons.
Oh, no, you don't allow singing at gigs, do you?
All right. It's not as good as being there.
It's not really the same, is it?
It's not really at all.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Craig in Norwich's sister. He'd be like, what's that on your mouth? She's like, oh, I can't go out. I've got a coleslaw.
I think that's a really common one.
I've never heard of that. Yeah, you've got a coleslaw in your mouth there.
Someone's texting saying that their sister thinks it's Chester drawers, yeah, like the place, rather than a chest of drawers.
Right, these Coldplay bands are not as good. But there's just two of you in a darkened studio, not as good as 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people in a stadium.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Right, well, Chris has already won the week. I managed to get one win in the bag yesterday. But yeah, it's all over for me. Yeah. I hope mine gets picked today, though. Hello, Aaron.
Hello.
We're calling you Ron, are we?
Yeah, Ron.
Okay, how old are you?
26.
You're the youngest Ron I've ever spoken to.
Yeah, it's a bit of a nickname, so anything goes.
True that. You know what? My daddy's called Ron as well. Small fact there.
Perfect.
Did you know that?
Strong name.
I did not know that.
But you've met him.
Ron Stark.
Yeah, that's my dad.
I didn't know that.
How do you not know that?
Yeah, and you know my dad's name.
Yeah, of course. Everyone knows your dad's name. Literally everyone knows your dad. He makes sure everyone knows. The amount of text messages we get in from people going, hey, Scott, met your dad. Told me to text in.
We got one today.
Yeah.
Someone's just delivered a card to my dad. Yeah. Like, he's a lovely bloke.
Yeah. Pete Mills there will always be like, you probably heard of my son, Scott. Yeah.
He does like to mention it. Which is quite sweet because he's obviously proud. But yeah. I'm saying we get texts, well, at least once a week, don't we?
Other famous Rons include, of course, Ronnie Pickering.
Yes.
The one off of. Everyone knows who he is, of course, as well.
Yep. And I. Anymore?
Harry Potter. And Weasley.
Yeah. So I understand it's your dog's birthday at the weekend.
Yeah, he's 2 on Sunday.
2 on Sunday, what's his name?
Alfred.
Okay,
Alfred.
How is Alfred going to be celebrating?
Probably off on Dartmoor, having a walk, enjoying the sun if it's sunny.
Are you taking him or are you sending him on his own?
Send him on his own, he's old enough now.
Okay, cool. Are you one of those people that get birthday cards pretending to be from your dog?
Maybe.
Yeah. See, that happens to someone who worked on the show. He got a birthday card from his dog recently, which is impossible, as we know, because they're not human.
Well, I can't remember if it's the same person who works on the show or if it was someone else who receives text messages from his girlfriend, although they're actually... Well, they're meant to be from the dog. It's clearly from the girlfriend. Do you know what I mean? But it's signed at the end from, like, Rufus or whatever the dog's
dogs
name
can't
is.
Send texts.
Yeah, it's like the dog's definitely not sending a text message.
Do you remember when we got the head of marketing here at Radio 1 to do the voice of a dog?
Yes. Oh, yes. He loved it.
Do that. Happy birthday. I love you so much. Thank you always for caring for me. For my hugs, kisses and walks. Always. Your little man. Harry. Perfect.
Really got into the role there. That was, see, that was a text message from a dog as well. But he really went for the, voice there.
He did.
Okay, so this is what I've got for you today. Ron, is this going to start your weekend? Will this be the tune to do it? It's Owl City and Jeppo. Jeppo! Carly Rae Jepsen.
Not ideal.
Not ideal?
Not ideal.
Not ideal.
All right, well, let me just start that for you there.
It's a little bit bizarre, actually.
I thought it was Friday.
Yeah, it is, but it's a bit forced fun.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
What have you got, then?
I got this, Ron. It's a banger.
Okay.
Kid Cudi, Day and Night. Your dog will love this on his birthday as well.
You say Cudi, I say Cuddy.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Okay. I'll get my coat then.
I'm afraid it's going to have to be Crush.
Yeah, I thought so. Happy birthday to Alfred. Thanks for not picking my song. Did you get that from Mr. Jam's mix yesterday?
No. And no, I didn't. And that's... That's 4-1 to me.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, what a week. Oh, it's so close to a trowel down for you, though.
I know. But the one...
And an apology from your mum.
The Why apology from my mum?
Well, we were going to do that this time, weren't we? We were going to do a sort of public apology from whoever lost, it'd be their mum. I can't remember. I think it was going to be like one of those Facebook apologies that I've seen floating around.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I would have called your mum, something like that.
Great call, Chris. Dancing in my van, heading back to Derby. That's from James. Also, another James in Birmingham, very pleased with the result. Big Dave is turning some hay and doing a bit of tractor raving. Also very pleased with Kid Cudi, Day and Night. BBC Radio 1. This is Scott Mills. I've got George Ezra, Anne-Marie and Justin Timberlake coming up. Just seen this great thing. So President Trump has just left France. Please check out, if you can, online, the farewell handshake between President Trump and French President Macron, because it goes on for 25 seconds.
Everyone watches the handshakes now. They've really become a thing with him, haven't they?
His general body language, the handshakes.
Who shakes his hand, who doesn't shake his hand.
This one goes on and on and on, and you're like, just make it stop.
No, but I think with big, powerful leaders, isn't the idea that... I mean, I suppose it's almost a bit competitive, isn't it? You've got to probably be quite dominating. You can't be the one to break away.
But they're walking and still shaking. At the same time,
I'm gonna have to watch this. Be cringe, isn't it?
Okay, the annual Wimbledon men's semi joke is coming for you in half an hour from now. That'll be at 3:30. It's been on the show for years. I was going to quietly gloss over it today and hope that no one noticed, but some people say they still want it to be on. So, two huge men's semis today's, and one of them, well, the joke will be on at 3:30. It's always a bit. I feel it's a bit of an anticlimax, to be honest, but. A lot of you seem to still want it on.
Yes, it's important that it happens.
It's tradition, right?
Yes, tradition.
That's at 3:30, the semis joke. One BBC Radio 1. Hello, it's Scott here. Happy Friday. If you're just finishing work or finishing up school or college or uni for the weekend, Hi there. I got some tunes for you coming up. DNCE's Cake by the Ocean follows. Michael Gray with a weekend classic. And next, Bruno Mars and David Guetta.
Your eyes are where I'm lost in.
So is that something you might enjoy in your own time? Maybe like light a candle and in your room on your own there?
Oh, you mean when you're going solo? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what I wonder with that song is you can't really imagine David Guetta really producing that type of music, wherever it is that he's producing music. It's like the kind of thing that he probably kept private. And
as you would.
And then he's met Bruno.
Oh, I love Bruno Mars.
Do you know, I'd love you to sing this for me, Bruno.
Like, no, they're not lovers.
Yeah, but it kind of like, I don't know, it's sort of question marks in my head all of a sudden, like how this has come about.
Well, and David's not with Kathy anymore.
True.
Yeah. It's and you got don't, a bit weird since Kathy left, to be fair.
You don't want to go 2 + 2 and get the wrong number. Well, it's an interesting point. But
I'm still obsessed, by the way. If you've never looked up David Guetta's ex-wife on the internet, please look her up.
Which is the most random thing you're going to hear today.
Kathy Guetta's Instagram is absolutely everything. So good. Have a look now. Go on. Honestly, you won't regret it. It'll really cheer you up. Oh, what's this? We can have any of these. House every weekend, ready for the weekend. But we've got this one. It's a tune. Weekend classic from Michael Gray. They know what they're doing, though, don't they? Every time someone puts The Weekend in a song, it's like, you know it's going to do well. And it'll be played by radio stations every Friday afternoon, like us. That was Michael Gray on Radio 1. DNCE, Cake by the Ocean coming up. Hello, Sarah, who's just discovered Kathy Guetta online. It's good, isn't it?
Welcome along.
Oh, please, welcome. The outfits, the hair, it's everything. I love her. I've got new music from Demi Lovato coming up. Mr. Jam is in for Greg today on the official chart.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris, are you still in touch with the Wheelstone Raider?
I've got his number, yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember this guy from a few years back now?
You've got no friends. Well, you want some?
Hey?
You want some?
Well, they'll supply more, wouldn't
they? You want some or what?
Earbuds?
You want some?
They're fantastic. They're fantastic.
You got no fans.
You got no fans.
So he's just like a football fan, right? But became famous online.
He became famous online because he basically got a little bit leery. And then the
you
video of him... Yeah, exactly. You want some? The video of that started doing the rounds. He then became a bit of a thing. He then... there was one Christmas, he released a version of that as a song, which got to like number 4 on the race for the Christmas number 1, which was pretty mad.
Also, he's now on a stag do. Have you seen this?
Yeah, this is quite incredible. So from what I can gather, he's been hired to be handcuffed to this stag on a stag do in Spain right now.
Right, so probably being paid for this.
I think he is being paid for it. Yeah, I think the idea is, you know how you can hire celebrities to maybe come perform in your local club and that kind of thing? Someone's put an offer in and said, well, we've got a stag do coming up. Now, if I handcuff you to the best man, how much? And they've paid for it. And so it's happening. So there's this picture currently on Twitter Moments right now of the Wheelstone Raider in handcuffs, handcuffed to the best man on a stag do.
Wow. Do have a look if you can, because it's I just wonder how much he's getting paid for
yeah,
that.
I'm sort of intrigued.
Scott Mills.
Lots of people driving around today. Chris in Aberdeen, who's the passenger in the car, he says, wow, Kathy Guetta is the gift that keeps on giving. I told you, once you've started looking at pictures of David Guetta's ex-wife, you will not be able to stop. I've not mentioned her for a while on the show, but glad that more and more people are discovering Kathy. Hello, Alex and Gemma in Penzance. They're working hard. Oh, this is really, I mean, really sweet of his girlfriend. This is Harry, who's stuck in traffic on the M1. Could you please give a public apology to my girlfriend, who has had to take a day off work to do a 750-mile round trip from Southampton to Newcastle to pick up some stuff I left there after a night out? She's a keeper, mate.
Aw.
I'm trying my hardest to get out of the doghouse before my birthday on Sunday because I don't think I'll get a gift.
I like public apologies, though. We need to talk about this again at some point. My girlfriend's mum is always making my girlfriend's dad do public apologies for very minor things, often. It could be anything. He's just said the wrong thing. She'll then make him apologise in front of all of us as a, some kind of like public...
Yeah. Just shame him.
But I kind of love it. I find it funny.
Anyway, that's Harry and his very understanding and lovely girlfriend. Harry's on the M1 at the moment. She's doing that ridiculous round trip. Okay, many people are saying, am I too late? Have I missed the annual Wimbledon men's semis joke? Absolutely not. It's tradition on this show, has been for years, and it is coming right at the end of the news. So if you'd like to experience the men's semis joke, maybe this is your first time, maybe if you're a relatively new listener, coming up within minutes, and we'll play Sagala. It's 3:30, here's Stefan Powell. One. And now on BBC Radio 1, as it's this time every year it happens, we can head back to Simon Mundy at Wimbledon, as he has the honour of carrying out a Scott Mills show tradition. Simon, over to you.
I can only assume that you are waiting for me to speak from here on Centre Court, because I do think that Stefan has managed to fade me out. So I will just continue as normal and say it is a glorious day at Wimbledon today, where I'm currently enjoying one enormous men's semi, with the excitement of another big one still to come. Sam Querrey, currently leading on Centre Court. He's hoping his semi doesn't end with a Marin Cilic bang. Then later, Roger Federer's out to try and finish his eighth Wimbledon men's semi with a happy ending as he takes on Thomas Berdych. Heavy rain clouds circling above us here at SW19. Let's hope today's men's semis don't come to a premature finish.
Scott Mills.
This is Demi Lovato, brand new music on Radio 1. Sorry, not sorry, Mr. Jam. Good afternoon.
I thought you were saying that to me.
Sorry, not sorry.
Oh.
Official
doing,
chart. Yeah, you're doing the chart today.
I am, yeah.
Is this like a tick in life, a bucket list tick?
This is a massive bucket list tick for me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I get to count down the official UK chart from number 40 to number 1 and hopefully not mess it up. I don't want to be the only DJ that actually messes up the chart.
There have been many.
Have you practiced the numbers?
I've practiced the numbers. Yeah. I've practiced where the little buttons are with the little jingles on.
Yeah.
I've also practiced the intro.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, but the hardest part of it, though, is to not reveal what is coming up next, even though you might have a piece of paper in front of you telling you what is coming up next.
That's very true. You will have the info on that you don't really want to give out until the last minute.
So I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
Which annoys me, because I never thought it worked like that. Do you remember? Like, that really annoyed me when I found that out.
One of the first times that Chris ever came into Radio 1 is when I was doing the filling in for the chart on a Sunday, and he really thought that I was getting the info right there and
I
then.
We'll find out exactly when you find out.
He was like, well, how do you know what number 25 is already? It's like, well, because it's written down here.
And that's what I truly believe it should be as well.
But you've got to remember, though, Chris, and let's be really brutally honest, this show is pulled together in a matter of hours because the chart eligibility finishes a few hours ago.
Yeah, true.
So it is as fresh as can be.
Yeah.
If it was literally at that point, we're looking and we're counting down the chart as it physically happens, it'd sound really duff.
It would. Yeah, it would. It would sound disorganised, because we'd be going, number 25. Nope, still don't know what it is yet.
Yeah.
You kind of need to know a bit in advance.
Or if you play something at the start of the chart and people then go and stream and buy it, it could then end up back in the chart.
I think it should be like the football scores at the weekend. It should be coming in like on a video prompter thing.
Okay, before the official chart with Mr. Jam, let's play Real or No Real Friday Edition.
If you want to cast Oscar-nominated actor Bill Murray in a movie, you don't email his agent. You have to ring him up first and leave a voicemail.
Ah. So this is Bill Murray, star of Ghostbusters, Groundhog Day. You don't email his agent. What you do is you just call him. What is this, at home?
But I think they make it really hard to get hold of his number. I think that's the idea, right? Because everyone would want him in their movie. Massive star. So I think they just make it so difficult that he can then be really, really picky.
You see, the thing is about Bill Murray is that there was a period of time about a year ago where he was just popping up randomly.
It's true.
At people's weddings, at, like, you know,
like runs
rinks.
In the park and stuff.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah, I remember that.
So it could just very well be that he does put his number out there so much, but nobody believes that it's actually his number, so it doesn't phone him.
Yeah.
I heard, and I don't know if this is true, if you want to book Sir David Attenborough, You actually have to do it by fax.
Really?
Yeah. It'd be even better if you had to send pigeons or something like that. What, like so, carrier pigeon?
So he won't answer the phone to you and you can't write him an email. It has to be a
it's
fax.
It's got to be fax. How cool is that?
That is brilliant.
True? I don't know if that's true. Like, is it true? That's what I've heard.
Can we find out his fax number?
Yeah.
And just, you know, send him lots of faxes, get him to come in and host a show on Radio 1.
We've had him on the show before, but I wasn't aware that it was a fax, but then I didn't book him.
I'd like David Attenborough to do the chart.
Yes.
Oh, it'd be epic. That would be great. It'd be the greatest.
It would be brilliant.
It'd be the best since William and Kate did the chart for a bit, remember?
Yes.
Bill Murray. In a movie, if you want him, just call him and leave him a voicemail message. You don't email his agent. Jam, real or no real?
I say real.
Chris. I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
It's true.
Yay.
The Ghostbusters Lost in Translation and Groundhog Day star does not have an agent. Instead, gives out a phone number on which casting directors have to call and leave a voicemail. He won't pick up, but he only phones people back if he likes the idea.
That's right.
Right, we will play Teeks and Sunshine and then we'll get back into Real or No Real, official chart at 4 with Mr. Jam on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
That's Teeks and Dan Harkner, Sunshine on Radio 1. Okay. Two more Real or No Real facts, both cash machine based.
A man has got stuck in an ATM machine and only escaped after passing a note out of the slot where money normally appears.
Well, how's he gone in there?
Well, maybe he was like reloading it with cash and then like the door shuts behind him. And he's stuck in there, aren't you?
Ah. All right, so he works there. Because for a second now, I was thinking like, how has some random managed to squeeze himself through that gap?
Yeah, where the notes normally come out. Yeah.
That's a tricky one.
Is he a borrower?
Genius, though. Genius that if he has done this and then passed a note out of the slot where the money normally comes out to go, help me.
But it's like, is this one of these types of people that kind of wants to pretend he is the machine then? Like, it's kind of odd, isn't it? Well, what I'm saying, Scott, is why didn't he just shout? Why wouldn't he just go, I'm in a cash machine, get me out of here?
Yeah, but
coming soon to ITV2.
I'm not being funny. If a cash machine shouted at me, help me, I'm stuck in here, I'd be like, well, this is nonsense. This
I'd
is
be like, oh, one too many wines, I'm afraid. Yeah. Definitely don't need that money.
Okay, so can this be real? A man gets stuck in a cash machine, passes a note out of the slot where the money normally appears.
It's ridiculous.
As a regular listener of Real or No Real, I would say the more ridiculous, the more chances are it's real. Mm-hmm. I'm
going no real.
Okay. That one is real.
Absolutely not making this up. It's a bank worker in Texas who got locked in the safe room attached to the cash machine. Then a lock breaks on the door. That would happen to me.
You should have said Texas at the start, then it's all bets are off, Texas.
So he wrote a note that said, please help, I'm stuck here and I don't have my phone, please call my boss. And then the number and slid out of the ATM. Initially, as I would, people thought it was a joke, but then he was rescued after 2 hours. 2 hours just stuck in there. And next.
The ATM in Albert Square is completely fake. So if one of the EastEnders characters gets cash out, a runner has to hide behind it and push the money out of the slot by hand.
Ah, I have an unfair advantage here.
You live there?
I was in EastEnders.
Yes, now I know about this.
I was in EastEnders years ago.
DJing, wasn't it?
No.
No?
I was hosting. I was a host at a holiday camp where Dot and Jim went and they played Mr. and Mrs. And I was the quizmaster. Yeah. With Patrick Yolandi, Jim and Dot.
Did you have to audition for that?
I had to audition for it. I had to go to Albert Square for a full costume fitting. Amazing. And yeah, I've been on the square.
That's so cool.
That's decent.
I know.
And was it a speaking role?
It was a proper speaking role.
Why have you done that?
Unfortunately, it's not available now.
What you don't know is Mr. Jam does have quite a repertoire in his previous life as an actor.
Yes, I do.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Did you know either?
No, I had heard about that, but I didn't know the EastEnders thing was on. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Was it just the one episode when you were in the holiday camp?
It was, yeah. Mm. Just the one episode.
Cool.
It was the episode where...
That's all you need.
Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Passed away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big episode.
Wow, okay, so you'll know the answer to this then. Yeah. Is the cash machine in Albert Square completely fake and someone has to stand behind and push the money out of the slot by hand?
Yes, fully fake. Everything on that soap.
I was
going to
say, most things will be fake because it's not real.
What do you mean? What else isn't real on there?
The beer.
The pub.
The pumps. It's all a set. It's not real.
Even the postman isn't a real postman.
But like, on Albert Square, if you try and go through the doors of the Queen Vic, there's no pub the other side.
No.
No, it's mad, isn't it?
Mad, isn't it? So, Jam knows for sure. What are you saying then, Chris?
So I'm saying it's complete fate, so I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes, we know someone who's been the person who has to push the cash out. The director shouts, cash, so they know when to do it. At the end of that round of real or no real.
I got 20, Mr. Jam, you got 30, you win.
Yes, that's a good omen for today's chart. Have a good one.
Thank you, sir.
We're back Monday from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.